Welcome back to the Children's Hour, where we're learning about balloons and hot air ballooning. But most of us encounter latex balloons, or the kind of balloons you see at parties that can pop. The Extinction Diaries lets us know how safe those are for our environment.
Extinction Diaries. Based on what we now know, releasing flying or floating balloons should be outlawed. Animals mistake broken pieces or entire balloons for food, but the balloon chokes the throat, stomach, or digestive tract, causing pain, and the organism slowly starves or drowns to death. And some balloon victims are already endangered or close to extinction, like dolphins, whales, and sea turtles. Birds get their beaks and bodies hopelessly entangled in balloon ribbons and bunches of broken balloons. They also eat pieces of balloon, and like plastic that lodges inside of them, the result is a painful death. Also, similar to plastics, balloons can travel thousands of miles, if not the entire planet, and even biodegradable versions can take as long as 7 years to break down. Conservationists and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Agency strongly oppose balloon releases. 5 states and many cities now have laws banning or restricting balloon releases, and though more bills are being introduced, a complete ban on balloons is what needs to happen as fast as possible. My name is Rising Moon, and this is a Small World Radio production.
Read it in a magazine, see it on TV, hear it from Sierra Club, hear it some from me. Plastic is a no-no in the ocean and the sea. Plastic is a no-no when it's falling from the trees. Please, please don't release that balloon. Tie it to your desk, decorate your room. Please, please don't release that balloon. Find another way to celebrate the afternoon. When they go sailing on a sunny, windy day, they may wind up in the ocean 500 miles away. They look so nice and harmless as they're sailing on their way. They may wind up in a dinner that a dolphin ate that day. Please, please don't release that balloon. Tie it to your desk, decorate your room. Please, please don't release that balloon. Find another way to celebrate the afternoon. Fly them in an atrium to the roof so high, or in the school gymnasium, they'll come down by and by. Squeeze them full of helium that makes your voice so high. Fly them where you wanna, but don't fly them in the sky. Please, please don't release that balloon. Tie it to your desk, decorate your room. Please, please don't release that balloon. Find another way to celebrate the afternoon. Instead of sending up your message in balloons, raise your voice and croon like coyotes at the moon. We are coyotes in the wilderness. We are coyotes through all time. We are coyotes on the playground. Tie it to your desk, decorate your room. Please, please don't release that balloon. Find another way to celebrate the afternoon. There's so many ways to celebrate the afternoon.
I love balloons!
This is the balloon song. Sing along with me.
Red, red balloon. Floating in the sky, blue, blue balloon, drifting up so high. White, white balloon, flying through the air. Green, green balloon, you can see it everywhere. The balloon song, balloon song. This is a balloon song. Brown, brown balloon, blowing in the wind. Black, black balloon, floating by me again. Purple, purple balloon, such a beautiful thing. Orange, orange is the balloon song. The balloon song, balloon song. This is the balloon song.
Hello, let's sing it a little quieter now. Are you ready? Let's go.
Yellow, yellow balloon, high above the trees. Pink, pink balloon.
That was the Little Blue Globe Band with the balloon song. And Don't Release That Balloon was Bill Oliver and friends from Have to Have a Habitat. The Extinction Diaries come to us out of KFOI, and since they made that piece, there are now 10 states that ban balloon releasing. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and you may have seen them high up in the sky. Strange balloons every day flying around. Well, these might be weather balloons. Twice a day, every day of the year, weather balloons are released simultaneously from almost 900 locations worldwide. The balloon flights last for about 2 hours, and they can drift as far as 125 miles and rise up to over 100,000 feet in the air, which is about 20 miles. Weather balloons are made out of latex or synthetic rubber, and they're filled with either hydrogen or helium. The balloons start out measuring 6 feet wide before the release, but they expand as they rise, reaching 20 feet in diameter. An instrument called a radiosonde is attached to the balloon to measure pressure, temperature, and relative humidity as the balloon ascends up into the atmosphere. These instruments will have to endure temperatures that might be as cold as negative 139 degrees Fahrenheit. And they have to survive in ice, rain, thunderstorms with wind speeds of up to 200 miles an hour. A transmitter on the radiosonde sends the data back to tracking equipment on the ground every 1 to 2 seconds. By tracking the position of the radiosonde, the National Weather Service can calculate the wind speed and wind direction. The radiosonde is powered by a small battery. A parachute that is attached to the end of the balloon allows the radiosonde to fall slowly to the ground at speeds less than 22 miles an hour after the balloon will burst. Each radiosonde contains a mailing bag and instructions on what to do if you should find one. About 20% of these 75,000 radiosondes are returned to the National Weather Service, and then they're fixed and reused, which saves the government a lot of money. Weather balloons are the primary source of data above the ground. They provide valuable input for computer forecast models and local data for meteorologists to make forecasts, predict storms, and use that data for research. The computer forecast models using weather balloon data are used by all forecasters worldwide, from the National Weather Service meteorologists to your local TV weather person. Without this information, accurate forecasts beyond just a few hours would be almost impossible. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
I'm a red balloon, I'm a full moon, rising, I'm an apple tree, I'm a lemon drop, I'm a flower petal, I'm heavy. Change the rules.
This is the Children's Hour, and you just heard Frances England. We've been learning about ballooning, and if you would like to see pictures from Albuquerque's International Balloon Fiesta, we've got the link to their official site posted to childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Balloons. And there you can also learn a lot more with our learning guide and activities that we posted. And our learning materials do meet and cite educational content standards, so this show can be used in the classroom. I'm Katie Stone, and we'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Christina Stella, Sarah Gabrielli, and Daniel Lentz. Amber Scheel writes our learning guides. You can find this learning guide that meets and cites educational standards at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode Balloons.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.